This is Bumper to Bumper, the car show. Drive in anxious and cruise out confident with the best automotive info for your vehicle. And now your host, Matt Allen.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, the KTAR car guy, here with you every single Saturday at 11 to help you out with your car, no matter what it is. And like I say, you may not have a problem today, but you're bound to need some maintenance. You're bound to have a breakdown someday, and hopefully you don't. We can help you with that, help you learn how to react when something happens and goes wrong, not to freak out, give you some resources so you are prepared in advance if you have that inevitable, unfortunate car accident, maybe, or, I don't know, the check engine light comes on, or am I supposed to be putting oil in my car? I've been talking a lot about oil lately. I still haven't got to my oil vendor story, so we could talk about that if time permits. Gosh, I don't know, Carrie. I've had a lot of people asking me about extended warranties. I wouldn't mind getting into what we talked about kind of last year. It's the new year. This isn't our first show of the new year, is it, Harry? No, it's not. It's our second show of the new year. So we could possibly talk about, you know, the commitment to taking care of the car. Like, let's do the start over. What do we do? So anything that you want to talk about with the car, that's what's important. And all you have to do to talk about that is call 602-277-5827. It's 602-277-KTAR. And I really don't have a super strong topic that I'm necessarily passionate about today. So if you guys want to steer the ship and call in early, we'll get after the phones right away. And maybe that'll turn the tide, if you will, or steer this. This is not a cruise ship. This is a nimble machine. We can turn on a dime if we have to on the topic. So again, 602-277-5827. Couple things going on. I did talk about oil, so I guess maybe I'll tell my oil story. But I had a customer come in the other day. She'd been in last October, I think, was the only time we saw her. And came back in, and she says, a jug of oil in between oil change. Or maybe she has to do it three times in between oil change. I'm thinking, wow, that's a lot of oil. How much oil in it? And at first we thought it was a gallon jug. I'm like, oh, my God. You're putting the whole gallon in? I said, well, how do you know how much to put in? Well, the guy just said to put it in. And I'm thinking to myself, well, the oil's a little bit low. You don't, the car maybe doesn't even hold a gallon of oil. Well, it turns out it was just a quart. Okay, so thank God that it was just a quart. But that being said, cars are consuming oil. So, but the problem is that the shop that she had been to prior and some of the information that she got just kind of normalized it. Oh, that's, well, they just do that. Well, they do that when you have extended oil drain intervals and you don't shorten them. They do that if you don't use the chemicals occasionally that are necessary.
There's a reason behind that.
To prevent the carbon buildup and that type of stuff from happening. So that's what happens. That's why they do some of that. That they do, I guess, if I'm saying that properly.
I'm with you.
Is a result of the way maybe the car has been treated or a lack of. Think of it as a child. You can't just say, oh, they do that. Well, they do that if they're allowed to do that. So maybe the same thing though with the car. It does it. It got that way because of the way it was or was not maintained up until that point.
Sure.
If that makes sense, I hope. Makes sense to me anyway. So at the shop, both of my shops, Import Car Specialist and Virginia Auto Service, we use a product called Liqui-Moly. Great oil for European cars. It's the best oil out there. But we also have some lower cost alternatives, like, you know, you call our house brand, if you will.
Sure.
I need to have, because not everybody, like say my, if you have a 2002 Passat or Jetta, that same specification oil might be the same as a 2022 Audi or Volkswagen or Fiat or pick your flavor.
Sure.
Okay. But I would certainly use the, you know, I guess I could make the comparison to whiskey or beef or whatever. You can, we call it rot gut vodka. You can get some at Walgreens or you can go get that nice bottle of Grey Goose or Stoli or Tito's or whatever you like. So I went to my oil vendor and I said, here are the Liqui Moly products that I have. What are the products that you carry that match them? So if I have someone that, you know, has that car that, you know, it just doesn't need, I mean, it's still Coke, it's still Pepsi.
Sure.
But you can also buy the Bash's Cola, right? If you want or whatever. I haven't struggled with analogy. But what really shocked me the most, now I have 7 different 55-gallon drums of oil, and that still doesn't cover the oils that we need to buy on a weekly basis for Jaguar, Land Rover, Porsche, Audi, Volkswagen, BMW, Bentley, Mercedes, so on and so forth. We still have to independently order, you know, 5-liter jugs of oil that we don't have in those 7 different 55-gallon drums. And they take up space, by the way.
Sure.
And this oil vendor says, Matt, why are you doing this? Why do you have all this? Nobody else does this. And he rattled off some names of some places that sell only certain kinds of cars or that service only kinds of cars, that only service or sell the brands of cars, the European cars. He goes, they're only using one oil. They just put one oil in every car. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? I mean, how, you know, so the consumer doesn't know, and how do you know? But what the problem is, they want to have the lowest priced oil change. So it's like, okay, I get it, but if you're luring me to your steakhouse, I mean, I'll use an expensive steakhouse, Steak 44 or Durant or whatever. Don't advertise that you are this best place that does this great work, and we focus on European cars, and then go serve me a slab of meat that you got off the guy that drives around and sells you dairy cow. Yeah. You know? So, I mean, that might be an extreme equivalent. I'm getting a little bit off in my...
Well, I know what you mean.
On my thing here, but you've got to make sure. I mean, it's just not a one-size-fits-all. We'll get people that will call and, can I get a price for an oil change? I mean, I look up for your Mercedes. There's 4 different options of what the right oil is for that car. So, but then you've got people out there just pouring one blend. That's it. One, and they're putting it in everything.
And the consumer assumes different.
And they just assume different. But that's why the oil change is $40 or $50 less than one of these cars. So I know it's a tough subject. It's not the sexy thing to talk about. But if you've got a European car, number one, don't do that long oil change extended interval. You've got to drop it to 5,000 to 7,000, and then make sure your shop is using a good oil. So we can talk about that. We've got Susan from Peoria with a Lexus. We can talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about with your car. 602-277-5827. We're going to take a quick break and be right back.
Hi, I'm Al Lundin, owner of AZ Mobile Chiropractic. We're Arizona's favorite solution for mobile chiropractic services that come to you following a personal injury or car accident. We make it easy to get personalized professional treatment at your home or business with licensed therapists. Our goal is to remove the stress from your car accident problems as we work with your legal team and health practitioners to get you back to pre-accident status. Start your recovery today. Check us out at azmobilechiro.com. That's azmobilechiro.com.
Blackwell Automotive, your oasis of trust and honesty in North Phoenix and Scottsdale at the corner of 40th Street and Greenway. As a local business, we're different from the corporate shops. Since 1985, Blackwell has been providing our guests a hassle-free experience. We treat our guests with courtesy and respect while providing world-class service with the latest in technology and tools. Our guest reviews agree, 4.8 out of 5 on Google. Experience the family environment of Blackwell Automotive in North Phoenix right off the 51 at 40th Street and Greenway.
Hi, Spencer Doucet for H&I Automotive, where H stands for honesty and I for integrity. We believe this is the only option. Since 2009, we've built our reputation on trust, setting the benchmark for customer service. Whether it's your family car or your company fleet, we provide full transparency with digital inspections and upfront estimates. No surprises, just honest evaluations. We work hard to earn your trust by providing the best value in car care and stand behind our work with a full 5-year, 60,000-mile warranty. Our employees, like our customers, are family to us, and you can expect to see the same smiling faces every day when you stop by. Come experience the H&I Automotive difference for yourself at our shops on Main Street in Mesa, Higley Road in Gilbert, and Ocotillo Road in Queen Creek. H&I Automotive, where honesty and integrity are the only option. Check us out at hndiautomotive.com today.
Because of the cold weather.
I got it. I know, Gary. Okay. I had to take a drink of my Red Bull. I'm not already jacked enough as it is.
Exactly.
You know, so welcome back to Bumper Radio. One other thing I was going to talk about today, and I just want to throw this out there. If you're out there car shopping, a buddy of mine's been doing it. I didn't get a chance to read the proposed extended warranty that they sent over to him, but that's something we're going to talk about. We could make a whole show out of it. Yeah. But if you're out car shopping this weekend, maybe you've got some questions about extended warranties, I can give you some basic guidance and advice and my opinion on those. I'm going to look his over and give him some advice, too. Bryce is in there feverishly answering some phones. Open line 602-277-5827. And Susan in Peoria has a Lexus ES350 2010 vintage. Susan, how can we help you today?
Yes, I bought a battery 9 months ago, and within the first month, the interior light was left on and drained the battery. And then what's been happening is the car doesn't start, and that happens like once every 2 months. And I take it back, charge the battery, take it back, and they're saying, no, the battery's 100%. And they're telling me it's my starter. I probably have an electrical issue. I don't agree with that.
Okay. Is this a shop that you're taking the battery to, or is this like AutoZone where you take it out and plug it in and they tell you it's okay and they're speculating what the problem is? Because what I didn't like what I just heard you said, they said probably.
Right. Correct. And it's, it's interstate battery. Is okay. That considered like AutoZone?
No. Okay. So interstate batteries you buy in auto repair shops. So that tells me that unless you went to Costco, you got a battery.
No, I went. They have an interstate battery freestanding in Peoria. And that's where I went.
I got you. So, okay. So they are probably, okay. So I'm going to agree that there's nothing wrong with the battery. The battery, the dead battery is the symptom of the larger problem. So there's what's wrong with the car and there's what caused it to be wrong with the car. So so the car doesn't start and you take the battery to them, is it dead and they have to recharge it and they tell you the battery is recharged and is good in holding the charge? Or do they tell you there's nothing wrong with this battery, take it, but you know, it doesn't need to be recharged and it's okay, you have a different problem?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they tell you?
Well, I'm using AAA and they come and charge the battery a bit and then they start the car. I take it down to interstate and they're saying it's at full charge.
Okay. So the battery is dying. Okay. So what you've got then is most likely, and then how often does this occur?
Probably once every 2 months.
Okay. So and even a 2010 Lexus, I wouldn't necessarily, I guess that's a modern car, but what is happening for some reason, something is either being left on occasionally, door not being closed, an interior light being left on, or something like that is happening, or there's just an intermittent draw. The car's just turning something on. We've got a car at my shop right now. We had a caller with a BMW a month or so ago that had that similar problem with a battery.
Right.
Dead. So, Susan, what you need to do, you're in Peoria. What part of Peoria are you?
75th Avenue in Thunderbird.
75th Avenue in Thunderbird. So check out bumpertobumperradio.com if you don't have a good repair shop that you go to. Maybe look over at Kurt's Auto Repair. They're at 23rd Avenue and Bell, worth the drive. You got Champs Family Automotive up in that area. And you need to get the car over to them. And my suggestion next time, since you're having a problem like this, is to do a couple things. Number one, when you call, if your car is truly dead, tell AAA, I don't want to jump start. Tow it. And let the shop know what's been happening. You know, like you told me, every 2 months or every 2 weeks or whatever this pattern is. And say, every time it happens, they jump start my car and the battery's fine and it doesn't happen again for a while. What the idea is, you want to deliver that car to the shop dead. And then if that happened in my case, like if that car was towed into my shop and we were expecting this to happen, we would then maybe go out with our jumper box and we're going to just apply some power. We're not going to start the car and we're going to look and we're going to see, is there any lights on? Or is there anything left on? Something is happening that's killing that battery and you've got to catch it. They're very, very elusive at times. But part of that problem is jump starting it. So maybe just don't jump start it. Just take it dead. And AAA won't like that necessarily because it's more expensive for them to jump to tow a car than it is to jump start it. But it's your right. You pay for the membership, and you've got to coordinate that. Because again, if I didn't know the backstory and that car just shows up at my shop, I'm going out to the parking lot with the jumper box. We're going to fire it up. We're going to bring it in and then we're going to test it and the battery's going to be good. And so there you go. So that's my advice. But a bad starter probably is not the problem because a starter doesn't kill the battery. A starter starts the car when the battery is strong, has the proper voltage. So Susan, I hope that helps you. Please follow up with us if you get a call or if they tell you something and you're not sure. Certainly, if it's on a weekend, give us a call, and hopefully I can give you advice. But they're going to have to find a draw, and you're probably going to have to spend could be a couple $100s, even a few $100s, maybe, depending on how complicated it is to find that problem. Maybe talk about some of those that we came across recently. So, Russ in Phoenix, 2023 Ford Maverick. How are we doing today, Russ?
I'm fine. How are you?
Fantastic. What's up?
I have a 23 Ford Maverick that is a hybrid.
Okay.
And at about 7,000 miles, I was going down the road about 45 miles an hour, and I had total brake failure. Everything quit. All the lights came on. No brakes at all. I narrowly got severely injured, got the thing stopped finally, got it towed to the dealership. The dealership took it. Did repairs on it. Basically replaced the same parts that were there. But new. They did replace it with new parts.
Mm-hmm.
It's starting to do it again. It's starting the same way it did before. And it's at the dealership, and they're waiting for Ford Engineering to tell them what to do. I'm wondering what to do if they just replace the same parts again.
Well, you need to get a hold of a Lemon Law attorney and do your research on the Arizona Lemon Law. If they've got the Ford engineers, that's obviously a newer vehicle. We're not seeing those problems through the shop, but that truck or that car vehicle has a combination of regular hydraulic braking, I believe, and also regenerative.
Yes,
regenerative braking.
That's the problem right there.
Yeah. So there's a computer module or something
that's what failed.
Yeah, so yep. It can't make the decision. It doesn't know, like, wait a minute, am I regenerating or am I supposed to be using the hydraulic pressure? What are we doing here? I don't fully have an appreciation for exactly how that system works, but the best thing I can tell you, and this goes for everybody, I don't care if it's an independent shop, a new car, or a used car, if you take the car in for any reason, especially a new car, and they go, oh, well, there's nothing wrong with it. No. Document it. I want an invoice. I don't care if there's no charge. You have to memorialize the visit. Do your research on the Lemon Law. I was the mechanical expert on the Ford Lemon Law Committee, 15 plus years ago for several years. And it's a very fair committee. I think it's handled by the Better Business Bureau or somebody right now. But there's certain requirements you have to meet. And the biggest thing is have documentation, because they only have a certain number of repair attempts to do this. But if you don't, if you haven't memorialized it, then that's it. Then, but it, you know, so again, go look up. You could probably chat GTP or GTP or GPT or TP or whatever it is. And explain and learn a little bit about it yourself. But I'll just say it again for the sake of repeating. Document, document, document. And don't ever let that car enter and leave the service department without an invoice and a receipt explaining what was wrong with it when you came in and what exactly they did to it. So keep track of that and then be careful driving. I mean, they're on it. They've got to fix a problem. If not, I mean, believe me, yours probably isn't the only one that's happened with. I'm glad that you weren't injured or anything, so just keep us posted. I'd like to know what happens in the future. So 602-277-5827, that's the number. It's easy. Just if you could ask Russ or these other guys, they'll tell you. Just pick up the phone and hit the buttons. We're going to go to Bob in Scottsdale before the break. I think we've got time to help Bob out. 2014 GMC Sierra. What's going on, Bob?
Hi. So this is my son's truck. He bought it brand new. It's got 191,000 miles, and I change the oil every 5,000 miles. I use a top quality 0W20 and a good filter. And he's using a quart, like between oil changes, which I guess isn't terrible, right? But 5,000?
Not at
between
all.
Between 2 and 3,000, we add a quart.
Not with a $1.95 on it.
Yeah. So you think I should go to a 5W30?
Nope.
Just because of engine wear, use a little thicker oil or no?
Well, it's not necessarily thicker. It's how it flows when it's cold versus when it's hot. You said GMC. I think that car calls for a 5W30, doesn't it?
No, it's a 0W20.
It does call for a 0W20. I would still use a 0W20, especially in the cold weather. You might go to a 520 or a 530 when the hotter weather, but a little bit of oil in between services on a car with 195,000 miles, I just like to joke around and say it's keeping the top end a little bit extra lubricated. I wouldn't lose a lot of sleep over it. That's for sure. And you might even at your next oil change interval, or if you're doing it yourself or at the shop, there are some chemicals that we can use that clean the engines. We use different things in our shop, like from products from Liquid Moly or Winz, but you can maybe even Seafoam or something like that you can get from the auto parts store. That might clean some of that up on the rings and reduce some of that oil consumption. So we've got open lines, plenty of them. 602-277-5827. You're listening to Bumper Radio, and I'd love to talk to you when we get back.
Hi, it's Brandon Stapley from Stapley's Garage. Our family has always stood for honesty and integrity and taking care of our community. That's why we purchased the award-winning Desert Car Care of Chandler. We are now changing the name to Stapley Car Care to bring it fully into the Stapley family. Same trusted team, same award-winning service, just a name that reflects our commitment to you. If you have already been visiting us, thank you. Or it's your first time, we invite you to come see why our name stands behind every repair. Check us out at StapleyCarCare.com.
Hi, I'm Shane Orlando. After an accident, your safety matters. At Orlando Auto Body, we make sure your vehicle is repaired the right way. We're certified by the top manufacturers, use precision color matching, and stand behind our work with a lifetime warranty. We'll even help you with your deductible and work with any insurance company. Family owned and operated for 35 years with shops across the valley. Visit OrlandoAutoBody.com for a location near you.
Hi, I'm Josh Dana, owner of Dana Bros Automotive and Diesel Service. Our family has been serving the East Valley with legendary service since the early 50s. We take care of all makes and models, but we are diesel specialists. We know diesels like nobody else and can fix the problems others can't. Cummins, Duramax, and Powerstroke diesel trucks are our passion. Our number one goal is to provide a quality service at a fair price and guarantee your satisfaction. Check out our reviews at DanaBros.com.
30-plus years on the same corner in the same building. Matt Allen, proud owner of Virginia Auto Service and host of Bumper to Bumper Radio. And I've got the answer to the question, how can I keep my vehicle running longer? The key, as we've seen it, is proper maintenance. So whether it's that regular oil change or the more complex repairs under the hood, you can count on us to do the job right. Check out our many good reviews at VirginiaAutoservice.com and let us put your mind at ease when it comes to your car.
KTAR News, now.
Good morning, KTAR News. Time is 11:30. I'm Troy Barrett.
Eyes on Education.
The Peoria Unified School District voted this week to move ahead with the next steps of two proposed school closures. Now, the board will schedule community hearings and some more in-depth planning sessions before the final vote is made. Peoria Superintendent Dr. Kenneth Somers said during the meeting that the possibility of closing Kachina and Pioneer Elementary Schools was brought after an assessment had found that a $21 million budget reduction is in the works for next year. There is no set date for a final vote, but there will be a community hearing on February 19th. You can read more education solutions stories, go to ktar.com/education. The final jobs report of 2025 was recently released, and it wasn't great. Only 50,000 jobs were added in December, showing a sluggish month of hiring as people are uncertain about the economy. Editor-in-chief of Investopedia, Caleb Silver, joined Arizona's Morning News to explain why people might be feeling this way about the economy.
Yeah, I think it's affordability, and that has a lot to do with inflation. Tariffs had something to do with that, but in terms of their impact on prices, more smoke than fire.
Silver added that toward the end of 2025, the labor market was weakening with about 1.2 million layoffs. Let's go ahead and check traffic now for the Valley Chevy Dealers Traffic Center. We have a crash blocking the right lane on I-10 eastbound near Dysart Road. There's debris and some disabled vehicles in that area, so be careful as you move through there. Thomas Road and I-17, we have a crash involving a motorcycle, Scottsdale Road and McDowell. Arizona Avenue and Ocotillo and South Chandler, collision there. Also have a collision at Deer Valley Road and Tatum, and 99th Avenue north of Grand, a collision there as well. KTAR weather for the valley, going to be breezy to windy today and tomorrow and tonight as well. Winds gusts up to 30 miles an hour as we head into later this evening. Already getting breezy out there. 63 your forecast high today, 70 tomorrow, currently 55 in Goodyear. Weather's brought to you by Homes 2X. I'm Troy Barrett on Arizona's news station, KTAR News.
Rosie on the house, every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
On the house means home improvement and repair advice is free of charge when you listen to Rosie, helping Arizona homeowners for over 30 years. That's Rosie on the house. Saturday mornings 8 till 11 on KTAR News 92.3 FM and the KTAR News app.
I used to dread getting my car serviced, feeling overlooked and talked down to. Hi, I'm Dana, and all that changed when I found Stapley's Garage some 15 years ago. Brandon Stapley and his team treat everyone with respect. I never get recommendations for service that isn't needed. They explain repairs clearly, give honest estimates, and help you plan for future maintenance. No pressure, just trust. Experience the difference at Stapley's Garage, just north of the 60 on Gilbert Road, or visit stapleysgarage.com.
The more things change, the more they stay the same. Hi, Kurt Rock here for Kurt's Auto Repair. Times and technology has changed, but at Kurt's, we're still the same family-owned and operated business that has enabled us to earn a perfect Better Business Bureau record for over 30 years. Our master technicians are experts in everything automotive, foreign and domestic, gas and diesel. Come experience quality and service that time has not changed. Check us out online at mycarhurts.com. If your car hurts, take it to Kurtz.
Hi, this is Glenn, the proud owner of Good Works Auto Repair in Tempe at the 101 in Broadway, where we've been located for over 20 years. We understand the last thing you need to worry about is your car. That's our job. That's why we provide digital inspections explaining what your vehicle needs, not just today, but also in the future. And every repair comes with a 5-year, 60,000-mile warranty. So if you're looking for peace of mind, go to GoodWorksAutoRepair.com to schedule your next visit and let us take the worry out of your auto repairs.
Finding a solution for a faulty transmission doesn't have to be hard. Hi, I'm Trey Briggs, owner of Automatic Transmission Exchange. Family owned and operated here in Phoenix since 1968. Our mission simple, diagnose and repair your transmission right the first time. From service and repair to full replacement, you'll get honest work, expert care, and a solid warranty you can trust. Automatic Transmission Exchange. Check out our reviews at autotransexchange.com today.
Cars, trucks, minivans, SUVs. You're covered bumper to bumper on KTAR News.
Alrighty, welcome back to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, your KTAR car guy, here with you every single Saturday at 11 to help you out with the car. And you know, most of the time we're talking about oil services and mechanical things and suspension creaks and noises, which my truck did today. Sounds like an old mattress.
37 degrees out. Hell, I did the same thing on the way in this morning myself.
So. Creaks and crackles and everything. But we're talking about that a lot. But don't forget, got some body shops that do really great work. Orlando Auto Body and First Class Auto Body over in Scottsdale. And why did I just draw the blank? Body Salon. Carrie, help me out. What am I doing here? I'm dropping the ball big time. Big time. Big time, Carrie. Oh, my goodness gracious. Why did I just have that momentary?
You said Orlando in First Class. You're right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I thought so. I don't know. Right. I was having a moment
there. The car guy is always right.
Well, I don't know about that. Yeah. I don't know about that. But, yeah. So, if you happen to have a collision, we've got a lot of winter visitors this time of year, and sometimes they have a little mistake here and there, and maybe it's their fault, or maybe it's your fault, or, you know, maybe.
We don't allow a right turn on red, Minnesota.
Right. Who knows? Who knows whatever the reason, but if it's, and I can help you with some of those body shop questions too. I'm not a body technician or repairman, but I can point you in the right direction. But I was talking about Campus Body Salon. So anyway.
And they're good folks, part of the network.
So. Yeah. Orlando Auto Body and First Class. Anyway, we've got to get to some phones. We've got some phones ringing. We've got Dave. It looks like we've got Margaret and Chandler, and she's driving a new car. And plenty of open lines, 602-277-5827. So we're going to go with Dave in Glendale since he was first. 2000, what the heck is that? 2021 Ram 1500 pickup. What's up today?
Yeah, I got a 21 Ram with like 106,000 miles, and I've had to replace my exhaust manifolds twice so far due to cracks. And I know it's a warranty's up with 110,000 miles, and I had a Dakota before this, and I was running into the same problem. Is there lemon law, or it's a manufacturing defect, I guess?
You're way out of the lemon law deal on something like that. You know, I don't know why they're breaking. We've repaired a handful of these. You know, with my shops are both downtown. We don't see a lot of trucks and stuff necessarily, although we do service everything. But I haven't seen repetitive failures. So, you know, it might be worth looking into if you're using an original equipment part. In some cases, like there's a company called Dorman. Some people love them. Some people hate them. They make aftermarket parts, but Dorman's claim is we make the part, we make the pattern failure parts better than the manufacturer. We re-engineer them to last longer. So I don't think if they're in there and they're good, I guess maybe, and I'm just kind of throwing spitballs here, when the car's in for service or if you can do it yourself, I don't know why they crack. If it's a manufacturing defect, but sometimes we see the studs in those break, and I don't know if they're coming loose and then breaking. So it might be a good practice. I'd have to talk to some more people. It might be a good practice to maybe retorque the exhaust manifold bolts. I don't know. That would be worth a try. Certainly wouldn't cost you much, I don't think, or much effort.
Yeah, I tried the hardened stud, and I had better results with those, but again, they cracked again. But I think Dorman, like you said, might be my best option on this in aftermarket rather than the OEM.
So the studs broke again or the manifold broke again?
The manifolds broke, but I had an exhaust leak on the Dakota, and I did it with a hardened stud. So.
Yeah, okay, a higher grade stud. So, then on this one, is the manifold currently leaking right now?
I just had them replaced yesterday.
Okay. With an OE version, original equipment?
Correct.
Okay. Well, fingers crossed. Hopefully you can get another 100 out of them or whatever it was. And then if you continue to have a problem, it might be worth looking into going with the aftermarkets. That's what I would certainly look at as an option. So I hope that helps you, Dave.
Thanks, you guys. Appreciate the help.
Oh, you're welcome. No problem at all. Thanks for listening. So plenty of open lines, 602 602- 602-277-5827. It's 602-277-5827. Market's got a brand new, I think, 2025 Toyota. Well, it's 2026, so maybe it's not brand new. But what's going on with your Camry, Margaret?
Yeah, I have a warranty, right? And they say that I don't have to change oil until it's every 10 miles,
right.
10,000 miles. And yeah. You said don't believe in that. Didn't you say before you said
I
even
did.
They say don't need it?
I did.
Yeah. So
yes.
What should I do?
Well, I can make some blanket statements, but then that's kind of not fair. So let's talk about how Margaret uses her car and how does Margaret keep her cars. What's your car buying habit? So first, let me ask you that. How long do you keep your car? Do you get a new car every 3 or 4 years or do you keep it for 150,000 miles?
No, I probably keep it for at least 10 to 12 years.
Okay.
Because I used to have Lexus, so.
Okay, so, yeah. So you keep your cars for 10 or 12 years. And then how many miles are you driving each year on average?
Roughly. Probably 10,000 miles.
So 10,000 miles a year. Okay. So, I mean, there's a lot of right answers here, first of all. You could change the oil every 10,000 miles on a Toyota, and it'll probably be okay. But as that car ages and gets into that 100,000-mile range, what we see happen, it's not so much the oil change. The oil a lot of times is good still. But it's the parts around the car that when the professional technician is doing the service that he notices that prevents you from having failures. So if the car is young, brand new, maybe the first 2 or 3 or up to 30,000 miles, it's probably okay. But you're developing that habit of doing that. So I guess my advice is, you know, I'd go 10,000 miles maybe on the first 2. Are any of them included from, are they like, quote, free or part of the repair or part of the purchase?
Yeah, 3-year warranty or something like that. 2-3 years warranty. I don't remember.
Okay. Well, yeah. I guess for the first 2 or 3 service, like once I reached 30,000 miles with that car, then I would reconsider my oil change practices is I guess the best way that I could put that for you.
So make it 5,000?
Well, no, not right now. I think what you should do, based on what you've told me, how long you keep your cars, I mean, you can flip the coin. We're talking about, let's just call it a $100 oil change. Over the life of that car, you know, if you do 10 oil changes or you do 15 oil changes at the end of ownership, what's the big deal? Not much. So let me talk a little bit more about that when we come back from the break. But I think you're safe for the first couple, 2 or 3 oil changes, up to 30,000. Go ahead and stick with the 10 or just the ones that are, quote, free or included with the purchase. And then after that, maybe bring it down to 7,500. The older the car gets, the more frequent I would like to see the oil change, I guess is what I'm saying. We can talk more about that after the break. Every single line's wide open. I'm waiting to talk to you. 602-277-5827. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jamison Hunter. I'm the East Valley Manager for Bulwark Pest Control here in the Valley. As a family-run company, we pride ourselves on taking care of our customers, and with an army of technicians running daily, our fleet vehicles rack up the miles and wear. So about 4 years ago, we got tired of the constant runaround and lack of follow-up from our previous fleet maintenance relationships. We were contacted by Lee Weatherby and his team at Accurate Automotive. The difference was night and day. They always communicate the status of our vehicles and get us back on the road safely and in a timely manner, which is crucial for our day-to-day operations. They even work seamlessly with our fleet leasing company. They treat us like family, and above all else, they are impeccably honest. I now take my personal vehicle there as well. We've never been happier. If you're looking to make a change for the better for your company or your family, go check out Accurate Automotive at accurateautomotive.com today.
Looking for a certified collision repair specialist in the Valley? Orlando Auto Body is the name you can trust. I'm Shane Orlando, and for over three decades, my family has repaired vehicles the right way, with manufactured certifications, advanced color matching, and a lifetime warranty on every job. We work with all major insurance companies and offer deductible assistance. Visit OrlandoAutoBody.com.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner at A1 Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. At A1 Garage Door Service, our monthly service plan will keep your garage door running smoothly, so you never have to deal with a broken garage door. There's never a good time for your garage door to break. Whether you're rushing to work or you're trying to get the kids to school, we know how much you rely on your garage door. That's why we offer same-day repairs, because life doesn't wait, and neither should you. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Our springs are the toughest in the industry, backed by our lifetime warranty. That's right. Fix them once and you're covered for life. From repairs to upgrades, it's A1 from day one. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Call A1 Garage Door Service and you'll be smiling today.
A1Garage.com. A1 from day one.
Look around.
Weather music. All right, and welcome back to Bumper 2, Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, the KTR car guy. Here with you every Saturday. You know, I tried helping Margaret with her car, brand new car. And this is one of those things where there's seven answers, and they're all right.
Sure.
I mean, and the only wrong answer is to never change your oil.
But they're asking for your advice.
I know. I get it. And I don't remember if my truck... I have a Toyota, 255,000 miles or something, like 2, 3, 4, 2, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I don't know what the oil change interval is. I think it's 10,000 miles. But I can guarantee you that if I change the oil in that car, it'd be 10,000 miles. And I go over my five by sure. I'm the epitome of the cobbler's kid. That this truck gets neglected sometimes. But I guarantee you, if I had only done half the oil changes that I've done that engine would have had other problems. Because, again, it's not just the lubrication that we're doing. You've also got to make sure you've got a good filter. You can have good oil still, but it's the filter's job to capture all the junk, all the micron, all the little stuff. And if the filter's not doing that, well, then you're passing, you know, all this dirty oil.
Nonsense.
The oils get acidic, but then it's just not the oil doesn't just lubricate the bearings, and it's also coming in contact with rubber, the plastic components. And I'm just telling you, and I can't tell you scientifically. I'm not going to raise my hand and proclaim to be the scientist and know what causes it.
I can just tell you,
in the experience, those two cars, we take the car where they maybe are at the dealer, like especially the European one, they finally get fed up with what they have to deal with at the European dealer, and we see the car for the first time at 90,000 miles. Those gaskets are hard as a brick, rubber things that seem pliable aren't, but you take the guy that ditched the dealer after his first or second free oil change and then started following our advice. The rubber is nice and supple. The gaskets aren't leaking. So... again, the young car, the brand new, once or twice, I get it. We'll go through their process, let them do the first or second oil change, make sure the updates are current on the car, the software updates, especially a new car. Let that happen. And then again, the oil, I'm telling you, the oil, and the more and more I've been shopping for oil to make sure we're having the best product for our customers, the importance of this oil, I'm telling you. Again, I joke around about the vodka or whiskey or whatever. There is a difference.
Right.
I'll make it, you know, for those of us that don't partake in a vodka or a whiskey once in a while, maybe you stay at a hotel. There's the Marriott, but they've got the JW and they've got the Homewood Suites.
Sure.
It's not still just the Marriott. It's the same thing with the oil. It's all different. Oh, sure. Yeah. So anyway. Enough about that, but we're going to continue to talk about it. And Jason, if you happen to be listening, I just realized I've been texting the wrong phone number to get our oil expert.
Our oil guy, exactly.
You're going to get the oil expert in here. So Margaret, just change your oil first once or twice, the free ones from the dealer. Do them at the 10 or 20,000, and then I'd maybe find a good shop at bumpertobumperradio.com and let them start taking care of your car after that. And what they will do is they're going to tailor. That's why I want to ask you the questions. It's a lot of just one size fits all. Let's say you go to the car wash or maybe the dealer. Just they treat everybody the same. Your number. They're cranking 200 cars a day through there. I work on 200 cars a month. Right. So think about that a little bit. We take the time to understand how are you driving the car. Now, if Margaret's driving 10,000 miles a year and she's just running or even less and going to church and the grocery store and maybe running a couple errands and lunch with the ladies or whatever it is,
right,
not getting that car warmed up, that's not a 10,000-mile change. That's way less. So
sure,
the details matter. And you got to remember, too, I know I got to get off the topic a little bit, Carrie. These conditions and these things that they set in the owner's manual are for the absolute best conditions. Yes, they all do hot weather testing in the Sahara Desert or in Arizona or in southern Mexico, and they do cold weather testing, but they average it all out. Can't build the car to be perfect everywhere, so they're going to make it the best they can for most places. And Arizona takes a beating. And if I have time, I'll talk to you about a Land Rover from Michigan.
Sure.
We can talk about that. So let's get after this phone here. Plenty of open lines. Well, yeah, open lines. 602-277-5827. Let's keep Bryce busy in there answering phones. But imagine this. We've got Scott from Scottsdale and got a Toyota Tacoma. Can't go wrong with a Tacoma. What's up, Scott?
Hey, I'm retired, so I might put on 1,000 to maybe 2,000 a year tops on my vehicle. So how often should I change my oil?
I change it once a year. Change it every 5,000 miles. Use a good quality synthetic oil. The important thing is if you drive at that little mileage, you want to get it up to operating temperature. When you get the car hot, you need to get all the way to operating temperature where it can heat the car. You're blowing hot air out the vents. As long as the car's blowing hot air out the vents, the oil is hot enough, and it has had a chance for the crankcase ventilation system to do its job and to get the boil the moisture out of the oil and help get some of the contaminants out. And if your short trips don't allow you to do that, then intentionally take an occasional long trip to accomplish that throughout the year. But otherwise, I would just do once a year at 5,000 miles. And, you know, at my shop, at Virginia Auto Service, we have a lot of widowers. Whether it's I don't know if widow is man, woman. There's an elderly or an older couple that is widowed. And they don't put the mileage on the car. And there's nowhere where they can get the full service anymore either. So if you have a good relationship with your shop, I don't know of one dealership that you can pull up to the service drive and say, hey, guys, can you check my tires and stuff for me? That's why you need a relationship with a bumper-to-bumper radio shop. Because, you know, Scott, the retired guy, when you pull up and you say, oh, hey, Tim, or you call us, hey, it's Tim or Matt or whoever, Robert, it's Scott, you know, I need to get my tires checked. Because every once in a while, it's the things that go along with the oil change. You're not going to ruin your car as little as you drive it. But if you can get it to the shop and have them, and most of us will just do that while you wait. If you're our customer, go in and check your tire pressures real quick, take a quick peek under the hood, top off the windshield washer fluid and send you on the way. And we'll see you next time. That's typically how I would treat you or treat you as a customer. If you were in my shop or one of our clientele. So, and I think that's how you'd get treated if you went to any bumper to bumper radio shop. So check them out. But most importantly, if you have a good repair shop, stick with them. That's a great relationship. It's one of the most important relationships you can have besides your dentist and your pediatrician for your kids and your doctor for yourself. Is when you get in a jam, you don't want to be calling a stranger every single time. You want to know who's going to answer that phone on the other side. So thanks for that, Scott. We're going to get Ted. Another Toyota. The Toyotas are popular today. Ted in Phoenix, another Toyota Camry hybrid. What's going on?
Paul, I have a quick question. I have a 2017 Camry. I drive Uber, and I have 262,007 miles on it.
Okay.
And I've changed my oil every 5,000 miles, but I don't think the transmission oil has ever been changed.
Okay.
And I was aware of that, you know, 150,000 miles ago, but everybody I talked to said, well, if you haven't been doing it every 40,000 miles, you don't want to start now because you could create symptoms.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit last week, kind of a wives' tale, and that was kind of true in the 70s and 80s when there was like three or four different transmissions. And we're going to have the guys from Automatic Transmission in exchange here in a couple of weeks, and we'll dig into that. But my best, what I can tell you is if you're currently not having a transmission problem, there's no symptoms, and the shop that does the service has the ability to have a scan tool that can go into the transmission control module and make sure that there's no faults pending or no failures, and you're not having any symptoms at all, there's absolutely nothing wrong with servicing that transmission. You should do it, but you should do it. That's probably a CVT. You have to use the right fluid. No universal fluid. You're going to want to either use an original Toyota fluid. But again, Toyota doesn't make fluid. That fluid is made by Eneos probably or Idemitsu, which are available. That's what we use it. You know, we're going to use a variety of different oil at our shops. Most of the part stores are going to have those varieties. So you just want to make sure that the shop that's doing the work for you is using the correct oil for that car. Nothing universal, please. And whether you change all of it out or flush or do the pan off service or a drain and fill, I'm not sure what that exact model needs. But if you're looking for a shop, try bumpertobumperradio.com. So hopefully that helps you. Let's see. I think we're going to squeeze in. We're going to make it happen. We're going to get Doug in with his Kia, Doug. And if I can't finish you, Doug, we'll get you on hold and we'll finish up off the air. But what's going on with your Kia?
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I have a 2023 Kia K5 GT line. It's got maybe 18,000 miles on it or so. And both key fobs, not one, but both key fobs they gave us for the car, they both keep dying. And we've replaced the batteries multiple times over and over again. We took it into Kia, and they said, oh, we reprogrammed the key whatever, and you're good. And it keeps happening over and over. Every 30 days, I'm replacing battery for multiple for each key fob.
Okay, we're going to come up on the end of the show here. Where are you keeping the keys at nighttime? Are they anywhere near the car?
No. Upstairs in a bedroom compared to the car being in the garage.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold because I can't do anything more for you, but I'm going to talk to you for a minute after the end of the show here. We got to wrap things up. So, everybody, thanks for listening. We'll be back next Saturday. I promise we're going to get our oil expert. But in the meantime, I'm going to do my best to help you with everything I can on your car. Thanks for joining us for Bumper to Bumper Radio. We'll see you next Saturday.